Hi guys, and welcome to the Nick Stacey podcast show. I'm Nick Stacey, and this is episode number 7. If you've not been here before, thanks so much for tuning in. I always talk about cryptos, blockchain, health, wealth, and business topics. And I do this by sharing my successes and failures within each of those industries. But I also have the really cool job of bringing in great people from each of those industries to discuss current trends, what's working for them, philosophies, beliefs, their mindset, in order to help you and I become a better person in each of those fields and to ultimately be the best thing that we could possibly be. So thank you so much for tuning in if you're new, and thank you to all my current listeners. Thank you so much for your support recently. It means so much to me. Thanks for Crypto Sense. Check his podcast out on Anchor. I featured on his podcast this week where we discussed some of my investments and some of his investments. We had quite a cool chat. Today, I'm going to have quite a short one. It's quite brief. I just want to discuss what's been going on with Bitcoin this week, the cryptocurrency gold. All the other coins have been following trend and been a little bit stagnant, awaiting something that I'm going to talk about with Bitcoin. And I'm also going to briefly touch base on the regulatory details that have come out today in the UK with a meeting or a speech that the Bank of England had, and comment on some of Labour Party's MP Diane Abbott's comments that she made about Bitcoin. But firstly, Bitcoin, what's been going on with it this week? You've probably noticed that it's been floating in and around between $10,000 to $11,000. Now, the reason for that is it's been trying to pass the $11,000 mark. This is a crucial mark, but it's been having a tough time holding on to the gains amid some low trading volumes. It's a bit of a shame. I thought maybe this week we would see a breakout over $11,000. If we could see it break to about $11,000 to $11,500 and hold itself there, it would probably open the doors for a bull rally up to, I don't know, maybe to about $17,000 to $17,500. That's my prediction, but it's crucial that we break over that $11,000 mark and we hold that for a period of time. But meanwhile, a drop below the descending trendline support of $10,000, well, that would signal a bullish invalidation. Fortunately, we've not seen that, and it's been quite strong in between. So it's kind of a display as to which way it's going to go. And I would keep your eye on it quite closely if you have investments in. Of course, my interest is in it going on a bull rally, but there is always a chance it could drop down. I don't think it will. It's not looking like there's any signals for it to do so. Despite lots of people trying to spread bad news about it, I still believe that, you know, there's a long, long life left in this, of course, but we're all looking for some gains in the next month, aren't we? Let's face it. But I think if we could see a close below $9,000 on any given day, I reckon it would yield a sell-off between $6,500 to $6,000. I think that's where it could rattle down to. But luckily, it's been holding itself and it's looking pretty positive. And as I speak right now, if I just check on the price of Bitcoin for you, we're looking at 10,800 sell price at this point. So it's still looking pretty solid throughout this day, and it's, you know, it's holding the value, and I'm hoping maybe over the weekend we could see it. I mean, I wouldn't put it past it. There's a good possibility, but we kind of want this to move forward so all of the other coins can have a bit of a rally as well, because they've all been sitting quite stagnant, particularly today, waiting to see what Bitcoin's been doing. We all know that they're kind of tethered to Bitcoin a little bit. And when I say tethered, I mean they follow the trend that Bitcoin seems to follow. But today, Bitcoin has been the strongest one, and in the big ones anyway. I mean, I'm not discussing altcoins here. We've got, you know, there's too many to go through. But, you know, I'm talking between kind of Bitcoin, Litecoin, XRP, Ethereum Classic, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum. The worst one out of those has actually been Ethereum Classic, and it's fallen so far by about 9%. So So yeah, I just think it's waiting for Bitcoin, and I really do think that it's going to raise over the weekend. But some of the things that I must point out is looking at the bullish 5-day moving average and the 10-day moving average cross on the charts, they also favor the bulls, as does yesterday's close per UTC time above the 50-day moving average. And last but not least, the relative strength index has moved a lot higher, indicating scope for an upside move in Bitcoin prices. So yeah, so it's all looking positive. It's all looking very, very positive. And we shall see what happens over, hopefully over the weekend and into the course of next week. But I wanted to touch base, as I've already mentioned, about the regulatory discussions that have been going on in the UK this week. There's been some talk from a Labour MP, Diane Abbott, who I must admit I don't really have a lot of time for. But that's my personal opinion, but I'll get to her in a minute. But the most important thing is Mark Carney of the Bank of England has warned that Bitcoin is going to face a regulatory crackdown. Now, he said Bitcoin particularly, but he has also said that inherently riskier cryptocurrencies are failing to fulfill their most basic function. So he's saying risky cryptocurrencies. Now they're all risky, but I think what he's trying to say is that Bitcoin hasn't really got any power to do anything, which I'm not too too favorable from. But nevertheless, his warning came amid growing efforts around the world, which we know, to bring Bitcoin under the control of central banks and governments, which is from fears of consumers losing money at the hands of the market manipulation. There's also some growing efforts to curb the risk of cryptocurrencies apparently being used for money laundering, financing terrorism, and drug dealing. Now, I think they'll be playing a game that they can't ever really crack. I mean, obviously I don't agree with terrorism or money laundering. You know, there's a point we all have to pay taxes. That's what keeps our particularly here in the UK, that's what keeps us, you know, so stable and gives us the things that we have. Now, in terms of the drug dealing, again, I'm not great with drug dealing, and drugs can fall into the hands of wrong people. But that's another topic to go over, because the war on drugs is failing. I will have discussions about this with some other people on my podcast, but not right now. But, you know, the drug dealing wouldn't have to be done under, you know, the dark net and the way that it's working through cryptocurrencies if the world woke up to the fact that the war on drugs is not working. So as we know, it hit nearly $20,000 in the run-up to Christmas, Bitcoin, and crashed by just more than a half earlier this year. And as I've just discussed, it's nearly recovered to almost $11,000. But what they're saying is the authorities are concerned that given their alleged inefficiency and anonymity, one of the main reasons for their use is to shield illicit activities. Well, yes and no. Not so much anymore, I don't feel. I think they're just looking for an excuse to try and get their fingers on it so that they can control it. Because it all just is a bit too coincidental that, you know, earlier on in the week, JP Morgan did announce that they do actually now think that cryptocurrencies could affect the world economy and they are a threat to it. And then all of a sudden, the UK and the Bank of England are talking about this cracking down on them. And it seems to me that they're using particular subjects to use an excuse. But what they haven't and what they've failed to point out is the actual benefits of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain that comes along with it. So that's what we're in for, really. We're looking to see what's going to happen with cryptocurrencies. And he said that the Bank of England is going to present a report at the G20 summit in Argentina later on this month. And he also hinted at greater controls and revealing that the central banks have tested ways to use cryptocurrency tech at the core of the British payment system. So, and we all know who they've done that with, don't we? Well, that's Ripple Labs. So what we could be seeing here is an adaptation here. By the looks of it, it's very interesting. Although they're talking about the regulatory steps they're going to make, it's actually more of a positive end to it. In the fact that he's pointed out that they've already done studies, and we all know that that's Ripple Labs that he's done that studies with, which is the coin XRP. So stand by, we'll keep our eyes on XRP, which I've pointed out before is my favorite coin and my favorite technology for the future of payments around the world. So we'll see. But the funniest bit of news is that Diane Abbott from the bloody Labour Party here in the UK, and forgive me if any of you are Labour, this isn't a political rant whatsoever, it's Diane Abbott's point of view, where she's saying that Bitcoin is just a Ponzi scheme. Well, where does she get that from? Was she listening to some of the kind of the negative reports from people that are trying to put a downer on Bitcoin? I mean, no offence to her. What does she know about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? Don't think so. She's a Shadow Home Secretary, and she's saying that the Labour Party will try to regulate cryptocurrencies if it was in power. Well, good luck, you won't be getting my vote. And she is a senior MP there, and she believes it's a Ponzi scheme. Awful. Awful. I'm just reading some of the statements here from her. And I'm just trying to find out the part that I found absolutely ridiculously. Here we go. This is what she said. So this is quoted. If everybody took their Bitcoin money and tried to buy a new car all at once, the whole thing would collapse. Well, firstly, love, I don't know anybody that goes, everybody that's got money in any currency goes to buy a car in one go. So that's a bit of a stupid statement. So we are worried about the extent to which Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. Sorry, guys, if you don't know what a Ponzi scheme is, it's a type of scam where early investors make money by convincing more people to sign up before the whole thing eventually collapses. So it's like a pump and dump. But let's face it, how long's Bitcoin been going for? And has it corrected itself a few times now? Yes. And has it stayed strong? Yes. I don't know of a Ponzi scheme that's gone on this long. I mean, nevertheless, it could be, but I don't see so. But one of the important bits she's mentioned is she's worried here and now that it's being used for and to fund terrorist activity. And that's something that they're looking at. And to be honest with you, I back that completely. There's nothing wrong with that. If we can eliminate terrorist activity being used with cryptocurrencies, then I'm all for that. Although I think they may struggle to find it, because the whole point of cryptocurrencies as a whole is it's decentralized and can't be controlled. But she's not the only kind of British high-profile public figure that's calling for a crackdown right now. As I said, that Mark Kenny has also attacked cryptocurrencies in his speech today. And they're mentioning that there's issues for authorities who deal with money laundering and terrorist financing and price fixing. Apparently they've had a number of incidents of theft, which, yeah, true, not just big crimes, but also steady thefts from people's wallets, you know, like the likes of you and I. Now, this goes on all the time anyway. I mean, how many times is there bank fraud? How often does that happen? So that's what's going on. I can't, as I say, help but think it's all a ploy in some way. I don't understand. It's the fear of these things being adopted worldwide. I mean, as we all know, it's quite early. And although cryptocurrencies are quite well known, they're still not that well known. You know, there's still people I speak to that haven't got a clue about it, hence the reason for this podcast. And I feel that if a lot more people came into this situation, or came into this market, you know, there's still a lot that could go on. And I don't think these people talking know the full scale of the blockchain technology and the uses of cryptocurrencies. I mean, in some of these statements, they are saying that, you know, it's not showing any sign of being used as money. Well, that's rubbish. You know, you've got the likes of Litecoin that are bringing out their payments, you know, and there's coffee shops that you can buy tea for. So I don't know where all this is all coming from. I don't know if it's, here's my kind of view on this, might be wrong, but it could be a way to bring the price down so that all the heavy investors can ply in at a lower price again, ready for the rally, which I think is kind of inevitable that it's coming up. There's lots of talk about it. The graphs are showing it's coming. So it's all really exciting times, guys. So anyway, this is supposed to be short, so I'm going to keep it short, and I feel like I'm waffling. So anyway, I hope this was a good episode for you. I hope it's insightful. It's mainly my opinions, but I hope it's good to you. Please do get in touch. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is at @MagicNickStacy. You'll find me on Instagram, hashtag the Nick Stacy podcast show. Please follow me, and I update pictures and things that are going on there. And also, if you want to send me an email, please email me at Freebze, FREEBZE 15 at gmail.com, or check out the website, which is nick-stacy.com, and subscribe to the email list so you never miss an episode again. So everyone, thank you so much again for listening. It's been a cracking week. I hope you will have a superb weekend, and stay tuned for my weekend wishes that will be released tomorrow morning. And I look forward to seeing and you all listen to my podcast next week. Take care.